This year is dedicated to Ilui Nishmosoy of our dear and unforgettable friend, Chaim Yisocha ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, Chaim Feigenbaum, Shem Melitz Yosha, and the whole family should have a beautiful and wonderful new year. Shona Toiva Vemesuka, Ksiva Vechasima Toiva of Naches, and Simcha, and Shefa, and good health. The topic we will be discussing today is a topic related to Tkiya Shofar, but it's far beyond the scope of Tkiya Shofar, and we will be touching and dealing with various sugyas and ishas. But the springboard, we start off with the concept of Tkiyas de Meyushev and Tkiyas de Me'omed. So the Gemara asks on Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, Lamu Toiken, and the Gemara responds, Lamu toikin rachmona umetuku. We blow the shofar because that's the mitzvah, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu requested that we blow the shofar. Lamu toikin v'meriim kishem yoishven v'choizrim v'toikin v'meriim kishem oimden. So why do we do tkiyas de meyushev and then tkiyas de meomad? And the answer is la'arbev esasoton. What are tkiyas de meyushev and tkiyas de meomad? Most of the rishonim, practically all the Rishonim besides the Balamua and a few others, explain Tkiyas de Meyushev are the first set of Tkiyas that we blow Somach LeBrocha, before Tfilas HaMusaf. That is the meaning of Beis Yisrael, the Shloishim Koilois, Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. They are called Tkiyas de Meyushev because basically people could sit by those Tkiyas. And Tkiyas de Me'omed are the set of Tkiyas that we blow in the Chazor Seshats of Musaf when we say the many psukim and brochas of Malchus, Zechroin, and Shoifres. Why are they called Tkiyas de Me'omed? Because those Tkiyas we do, the Tfilas HaAmida, the Shmoyin Eser. Basically, that is the Tfilas HaAmida. So that's the interpretation of the vast majority of Rishonim, Poiskim, Rishonim, and Achroinim, everybody. But the Baal HaMu'a, at the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, has a novel interpretation, has his own Mahalach. According to the Baal HaMu'a, Bizman HaShas, Bizman HaTalmud, they didn't blow before Musaf. That is a relatively new minig after the Gemara, Liacha Chasima HaTalmud. The reason we accepted this minig, the foundation, the source, the basic rationale of this minig is Bishvil Cholim Mizakeinim, elderly people, ill people that cannot sit in Bismedesh for a long time, they should have an opportunity to be Yotze de Mitzvah. That is a relatively new minig. Bizman Chazal, Tkiyas de Meyushev, are the Tkiyas of Chazor Seshats, Malchus, Zechroin, and Shoifres. Why are they called Tkiyas de Meyushev? Because halachically, one is entitled to sit by Chazor Seshats. Tkiyas de Me'omed was, the minig was in their time, before leaving Shul, after they finished the Shmoyin Esra of Musaf, there was an additional set of Shloishim Koyles. Why were they called Tkiyas de Me'omed? Because everybody was on his feet. After such a long davening, everybody was in a rush to go home and to eat Siddus Yom Tov, and people were already standing, ready to go, and therefore those Tkiyas were called Tkiyas de Me'omed. That is the shit of the Baal HaMu'a, Rabbeinu Zrachyahu Halevi, and that is the shit of Yechidoi. The entire shiur we will be giving today is all based on the more common, more accepted interpretation. Tkiyas de Meyushev are those before Tfilas Musaf. Tkiyas de Me'omed are the ones we blow on the Seder of Malchuyos, Zichroinos, Shoifros. Which of the two are the more important, the Ikar HaTkiyas? The Chazanish, Orech Chaim Siman Kuf Chof Dalet, and many other Achroinim understood that this is a Machlokes in Rishonim. Because the Ran in the beginning of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, I think it's Daf Gimel in the Dapim of the Rif, and the Tours in the Tov Kuf Pei Hei, they make it clear Ikar Tkiyas or Tkiyas de Me'omed because of the importance of Malchus Zechroinos Shoifros. That is also obviously the opinion of Tosfos Psochim Kuf Tesvav. Psochim Kuf Tesvav Tosfos says the Ikar Tkiyas are the Tkiyas de Me'omed. So why do we say a bracha before Tkiyas de Meyushev if they're not the main Tkiyas? Because of the svara of Rav Chisda. What does Rav Chisda say? Psochim Kuf Tesvav, there's a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda regarding a question. A person that has no vegetable b'leila seder, only chasa. No potatoes, no horseradish, Nothing. All he has is chassis. What does he do with karpas? Mitzvah's moral is supposed to be after matzah, because of the formulation of the posuk al matzah sumroidim yirchluhu. First matzah, and only then moral. So moral comes before matzah. So what would he eat for karpas? Rav Huna says, he eats chassis for karpas, but he has direct and explicit intention not to be yoitze, mitzvah's moral, and therefore he will say the bocha of moral, ashikereshonu b'mitzvah sevetzivonu al achilas moral, only after matzah, when he comes to be mekayim the mitzvah of moral. The Chizda argues, totally unreasonable. A person eats moral, b'leila seida, and he doesn't say a bruch, and therefore, according to the Chizda, he's supposed to say the bruch al achilas moral before eating chasa v'shem karpas, and he has kavona that this bracha should patter the second time he will eat chasa, that means after achilas matzah. Tosis explains it is the same idea and the same reason. The ikar tkiyas is tkiyas dema umad, but nevertheless, we say the bracha before tkiyas dema umad when we blow tkiyas dema yushav. It's not reasonable that a person blows shloshim koydas and rosh hashanah without saying berachas hashofar. So the understanding of the Chazon Ish is that Tosis and the Tur and the Ran all maintain the Ikat Kiyas or Tkiyas de Me'umad. It is only a technical reason that we say the Brocha before Tkiyas de Me'yushav because of the Svora of Rav Chizda. On the other hand, the Rif, the Rambam, Perek Gimel of Hilchos Shofar, Halacha Yud Beis, they maintain that the Ikat Kiyas, the ones with which we are Yotzia, the Choylis, Mitzvah Shofar, are the first Kiyas, Kiyas de Me'yushav. Because they say that by Tkiyas de Me'umad we are Meikel, we aren't Machmer, all the Chumras, all the Shittas of Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, because anyway we are Yotzia with Tkiyas de Me'yushav, and therefore there is no need to be Machmer but Tkiyas de Me'umad. So they obviously maintain that the Ikat Tkiyas are Tkiyas de Me'yushav. However, the Chazon Ish remarks that according to this logic, there's a steal in Tosfos. Because on one hand, Tosfos Pesachim Kuf Tesvov maintain that the Ikat Kiyas at Kiyas de Me'umad. On the other hand, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel, a very lengthy discussion in Tosfos, and Tosfos explain that why are we Mekel Beit Kiyas de Me'umad? Tosfos brings three different Minhogim, how we actually blow the Malchus Zechron Shofar, and according to all three Minhogim, we are not Machmer Tashrat Tashat Tarat by Malchus and Zechronis and Shofar. And Tosfos says exactly what the Rif says. We are Yotze anyway at Kiyas de Me'yushav, and therefore we see no need to be Machmer but Kiyas de Me'umad v'nimtza she'Tosfos satru et divreihem. Now, as we all know, when we have a stira in Tosfos, a contradiction between two different Tosfos, most of the Achronim say, nit geferlach. Tosfos, unlike other Rishonim, were put together, were compiled by many Rishonim. There were many, many Malia Tosfos, and especially in two different Masechtas, because one Masechta was put together by one of the great Balia Tosfos, and another Masechta, the Masadar of the Tosfos, was another sage of their times, and therefore it is not a big kasha when we have a steel of Tosfos. That is made clear in the Marshal Yamsha Shloim at the beginning of Perek Merube in Bava Kama, and also in Shema Gedolim, the Chido Erech Tosfot. But what I would like to ask is, if this interpretation is correct, then we have a stira not only in Tosfos but also in Ran, also in the Tur, and that really is something that we have to deal with, because the Ran says in the beginning of the Masechta, as above mentioned, that Ikar Tkiyas at Tkiyas the moment, and the reason we say Abrochu before Tkiyas the Me'yushav is only because La Achar Shemele Kaisoi, and the Ran deals with the Shita Sarif, that the reason we are Mekel but Tkiyas the Me'umad is because we were already Yotze Tkiyas de Me'yushav, and from the Ran's entire discussion it seems to be very clear that he definitely sees halachic basis l'divrei Harif, and obviously he would agree in principle that a person is Yotze Tkiyas de Me'yushav. And the Tur, Tovkuf Pehe, writes the Ikat Tkiyas is Tkiyas de Me'umad, but on Tovkuf Sadik Beis he quotes the Rif explaining that we are Makel Tkiyas Dema Umat because we were already Yotzev Tkiyas Dema Yushav. So obviously we have a problem not only with the Stir and Toisis, but more problematic is Stir and Tul and in Ran. Therefore, the basic argument and point I want to make is, in my opinion and my understanding, there is no stira between these two basic assumptions. On one hand, Ikar HaMitzvot Ki Yisdem Umad, on the other hand, we are Yoitzvot Ki Yisdem Yushav. And before going deeper into this concept, I just want to make it clear, Laniyaz Daiti, in my understanding, of course one is Yoitzvot Ki Yisdem Yushav, otherwise it would be a Brocha Lava Tola. How could one make a Brocha when there is a major hefzik and he only intends to be Yoitzvot the Mitzvah at a later time? And the same argument is valid regarding Chasa and Karpas. Of course, we yoitz the mitzvah achilas mora when we say the brocha achilas mora. With the chasa that he eats the shem karpas, he's yoitz the mitzvah mora. Otherwise, the brocha would be a brocha of a tola. Between birchas amora before karpas and achilas mora, we have many hefsekim. Achilas karpas is a hefsek, birchas amatzah is a hefsek, achilas matzah is a hefsek, amira is a goda. And the same regarding Ki Yisdem Yushav and Ki Yisdem Omed. And therefore, it seems to be very clear to me that a person is Yoitze Mitzvah Smoro when he says the Brocha, when he eats Chasa Hashem Karpas, he is Yoitze Mitzvah Shoifa when he says the Brocha, when he actually is Tekeat Ki Yisdem Yushav, but nevertheless, Iker Hat Ki Yis, the more important Ki Yis, the more Shlemis Iker Ki Yis, are the second set. When he eats mora achar matzah, and when he blows tkiyas the ma'omer. When the Rishonim deal with the concept of ikar, ikar a mitzvah, that means the mitzvah as it should be performed lechatchila. And the basic argument is, a person could be yotzei dechavosoi, and afal pi ken, if he missed out any detail, any chumrah, he could perform the mitzvah again with the chumras, v'kol proteo v'digdukeo, v'lo hifsid. There's a very well known psak of the Briskerov regarding the concept of kiyum mitzvah and hidur mitzvah. And the Briskerov says that one cannot perform a mitzvah and later perform it again to be mashlim hidur mitzvah. And this chiddush is mebeis medroshim shel Gaon HaBrisk, the Beis Halevi of Chaim Brisker, and his son the Briskerov. The actual psak which is said in the name of Reb Chaim Brisker, and others bring it in the name of the Briskerov, is a person has two esrogim on sukkahs. One esrog is sofek kosher, sofek posel. Let's say an esrog murkav, but it's a beautiful esrog. The other one is vadei kosher, but it lacks the beauty of the first. So which of the two esrogim should he take for his brocha? So conventional wisdom would say, first of all, take the kosher esrog. And then you could take the second esrog, which is nicer, to be mekayim hidur mitzvah. However, the Briskerov or Reb Chaim, they argue, no, you cannot perform a mitzvah and then do it again to add on hidur mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah has to be when you actually perform the mitzvah. Does this assumption contradict my argument, my interpretation? Maybe, but maybe not. We could differentiate between hidur mitzvah as a general concept, which we know from Zekei Livan Veyu, it's not a fun of the mitzvahs, as we learned in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel. That is a general concept. But oifen kloli, one has to perform mitzvahs with the nicest and the best of what he has. However, when a person performs a mitzvah with a deficiency of the halachas and mitzvahs of this specific mitzvah, in that case he could do it again and add on what was lacking in the first time around when he performed this mitzvah. The basis of my understanding is this. The Levush in Sinat Tov Kuf Pei Hei says what seems to be a big chiddush, but after additional thought, they don't think it's such a big chiddush. I think it's a pashas. The Levush says, A person is Yoytzi Deichol V'Shoifer V'Teshu Koilos. Tishu that actually became 30. Tashrat, Tashrat, Tarat. However, as much as he blows, every Tkiyah and Triyah throughout the day is the mitzvah of Yom Truah Yeruchem. The shear is a minimum shear, not a maximum shear. The same applies to lulav. The Gemara says in Sukkah Mem Beis, Mediag Bein Ofek Bei, if you took the lulav once, you were Yoytzi Yedei Choyra. However, if a person is metalpla, noitel the lulav kolay yom kuloi, it is all included in the mitzvah of a lukachtem luchem. The same idea is expressed by the Maharal in Sefer Gemara Hashem Perik Mem Ches regarding Achilles Matzah Beleila Pesach. You Yoytzi with one kezayis. However, as much matzah as you eat, Balayla said, that is all b'chal the mitzvah. And I think this is not a specific halacha by matzah, by shoifo, by lulav, but all the mitzvahs are saying that are yom and chagim v'moyadim. Actually, all the mitzvahs that are essentially, basically, avoidus Hashem. The same rule will apply to Kriya Shema, to Kiddush, to all the other mitzvahs. The choivo is once. But if you do it again and again, it's a mitzvah. Rishus, mitzvah shel rishus, not choivo. And therefore you can't be moitzi acherim yedei choivoson.